Also on our agenda today, Colin Kaepernick and how Take a Knee has gone global. President Trump had plenty to say about it this weekend, some of it unsayable on the radio. We'll take a look at how people outside the U.S. are viewing it all coming up in a few minutes. But first, let's focus on another comment from the president, something he said at the United Nations last week. Trump called on Iran to free all Americans and citizens of other nations who are being detained there. That was an encouraging note for one woman in Princeton, New Jersey. Reporter Ibi Caputo has her story.
Huachu has not seen her husband, Xiu Wang, since April 2016. That's when Wang left for Iran to do research for his dissertation. Wang is 36 and a PhD candidate at Princeton studying Eurasian history. On the day before he was scheduled to return home, authorities in Tehran asked him to turn over his laptop and passport. He was interrogated, but allowed to move freely. 3 weeks later, Wang called and told Chu he'd been ordered to leave Iran immediately.
He said, "I will purchase ticket now and I will call you back when I got to the airport." So I waited for about 3 hours or so. I didn't receive his call, so I sent a text message and checking if he's okay, but that text message went unanswered.
Administrators at Princeton hired an Iranian lawyer who confirmed that Wang was being detained in Iran's Evin prison. Chu said she became obsessed with Google Earth. She would zoom in on the prison as if she could find him behind the walls. 18 days passed before Chu heard from her husband again. He told her he had been in solitary confinement. He's now allowed to call her regularly, and they talk for about 10 minutes each time. She says she mostly tries to comfort him.
Sometimes the conversation is really difficult. If he's sick, he will describe his symptoms to me, and he will mention about his frustrations, his depression.
Chu says Wang's health is deteriorating. He has painful arthritis in both of his knees.
He's so anxious about his situation. He's so anxious about coming home. But there is very little progress.
Chu was afraid she would hurt her husband's chances of release if she spoke publicly about his detention. So for more than a year, she kept quiet. But in July, Iran went public. The judiciary announced Wang had been sentenced to 10 years in prison for espionage. The verdict was upheld on appeal in August. Chu says she now feels it's important to speak out so people know her husband is more than a political pawn.
My husband, as a student, as a scholar, and as a husband and a father, this is totally a political situation. It's nothing about my husband's activities in Tehran, I mean, for his research.
At a vigil at Princeton, friends and colleagues told stories about Wang, about how he's a language nerd. He speaks 9 languages, including Hindi, Urdu, Russian, Farsi. He even worked one summer translating Pashto for the Red Cross in Afghanistan. When Wang left for Iran, his son was 2. Chu says their son used to point at planes and helicopters and say his dad was in them, coming home. But he doesn't do that anymore. One time, when Wang called, Chu gave the phone to her son.
And he just directly said, "Why is your dad doesn't come back? When are you coming back?" It's just challenge him why you're not here with us. So it's really heartbreaking for my husband.
Chu says she even struggles to picture him in her head now.
Yes, and my husband, he described to me that he looks old and there are many wrinkles on his face and many gray hairs. His back is not straight anymore and he cannot walk properly. So I don't know how does he, when I put together what he described to himself into a minute, I don't think that is my husband.
She says she's in regular contact with the State Department, which has called for his release. And she follows the news closely, especially coverage of the Iran nuclear deal. It worries her.
The Iran-U.S. relationship is getting worse and worse. And he is detained because of his American citizen.
Wang is a naturalized American, but he was born in China. Chu hopes the Iranian government will take into account the friendship between China and Iran. But she says Chinese officials have told her they can't help him in any official capacity because Wang is no longer a Chinese citizen.
I hope the U.S. government can do everything they can to secure his release. And I hope the Iranian government can let him come home to be a father and to to be a husband. It has been very devastating for us, and hope this ordeal can end very soon.
For the world, I'm Ibi Caputo.